This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
If the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
Well, that pretty well sums it up. So this was at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing when the senator had asked Comey just straight up. So here's his answer. Either it is or it isn't, or, you know, he's misremembered. I don't know how you misremember something like that, because, I mean, this was not that long ago, supposedly, from that fateful dinner meeting that Donald Trump had, you know, according to the headlines, had pressured the FBI director to, stop the investigation on Flynn. But, when you read it, I think it's pretty benign. I mean, when you read even the testimony of it, or even what, the president had relayed and what was suggested here, and obviously Comey, being the lawmaker that he was and that he is, and the FBI director, if there had been a true violation, Scott, then I think he would have sounded the alarm right away, wouldn't he?
Well, it'd be against the law for him not to. Exactly. There's actually laws there that say that if anybody tries to interfere with your investigation or impede it in any way, you're supposed to notify everybody as soon as possible. Like, immediately. And there's actually a time limit on it. If you take too long, it's a crime. So, and the other part of this is I don't know if we don't actually know if it's Comey that said that put this out there. He hasn't done any interviews as far as I know. He hasn't spoken to any press. The only thing that I know for sure that he did was he sent a letter to the people that were around him and said, "Look, continue doing what you're doing. This isn't a big deal. You have a job to do. Take care of your job."
Yeah, this happens.
This happens.
Yeah, people get hired, people get fired. That's good. And you move on. By the way, I want to square away the players here. And I understand, you know, with all these names and everything, you're saying, hey, look, I need a scorecard. I need the numbers on the uniforms. I need to know who's what. And I was having, you know, all of a sudden a brain fog or whatever in terms of remembering Rod Rosenstein. He is the deputy attorney general, which is problematic in and of itself. I mean, because, like, where's Jeff Sessions on this? How come Jeff Sessions is not, you know, why does he allow his deputy to appoint a special prosecutor here? What am I missing? And, of course, Andrew McCabe is the acting, you know, the existing acting FBI director until one is.
Was it Sessions that recused himself?
From
the Russia
but even
stuff,
still,
right?
Still, from the Russia deal, yes. But even still, it's like, what are you doing? And where are the Republicans? You know, you and I have been talking about this, is that they've taken three steps back away from this president. The Democrats, they've got their wagons all circled. They're protecting their interests. And the Republicans are just leaving their standard bearer out there to dry. I'm sorry. I think that's a problem and non-support. And here it is, by all reason of understanding all these different surveys that are out there. Welcome to the United States, the un-United States, where we have become a 50-50 nation. You know, as much as people on 50% believe they're all right, you got the other 50 equally weighted, saying they're right. So that's the split, whether you're talking about, they agree with the firing of Comey, or whether they agree with any kind of interference. It's all split down the middle. And meanwhile, we've got three investigations going. We need a special prosecutor, like we need to waste more money. mate. Thank you very much. This is what we pay for, this government in action on our behalf of we the people. This is Bill Martinez. We're live in 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Coming to you live, yes, with Archie Bell and the Drells. Austin, Texas is where we are. Yes, you remember that song. Buckwheat Zydeco. Boy, I'll tell you, it brings back memories coming back here. Also, some good food. Oh, Austin's so good. Yesterday we had a real treat. I don't know if this passed on your calendar or not, but it was an exciting day. I think of this Texas pastor that I went to Jerusalem last year. He had hummus coming out of his ears. We're hearing him as we're leaving Israel. I hate hummus. I don't want any more hummus. Of course, you're on the plane. You get hummus everywhere. But yesterday was hummus day. I'm sure he didn't celebrate it. But if he'd have been with us at this restaurant, oh, gosh, we had this incredible tasting avocado hummus. Oh, so good. And so I always look at these things. Scott gives these to me, what today is. And today is just a bunch of things, including National Pizza Party Day, I guess. It's Friday, and some about Friday and pizza go together. But I thought this was interesting. It says, celebrate your elected officials day, and right behind that, Endangered Species Day. I don't know if there's relevance there, Scott. Some limits. Maybe this goes hand in hand. Maybe they should be an endangered species for all that they're doing and how they continue to misrepresent we the people. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, we do have a constitution. Can we follow that, guys? Is that okay, ladies? Is that all right? You know, can we get behind this thing? Can we look at what the grander goal is? It's in the title of our name, called the United States of America. But, you know, let's not find a way to be united. Let's find a way to be disunited so that we can just implode on ourselves and just absolutely wreck this great American experiment. And what are we going to turn over to our kids and our grandkids? Okay? This is why we have the First Amendment, so we can talk. We can talk this stuff out and not sit there and stand on rhetoric, stand on a bunch of fake news, because this is what's happening right now. And I'm telling you, you think you got fake news going crazy now? I mean, this is just the beginning. I mean, Katie, bar the door. This opens up the channels of fake news even wider, because it's like, it's okay. It's okay to make these statements. And then, if it really gets out of hand, then we'll just spend more of the people's money. We'll hire a special prosecutor. No crime, but just to, you know, because we need some parent in the room, some authority figure to say, you know, hey, you're a knucklehead. Stop it. You know, there's no basis on that. Because even like with Congress, I mean, here you got Congressman Green, you know, in the well of Congress. Oh, you know, we got to impeach. Got to impeach the president of the United States. Well, I thought it was quite interesting as to the rest of the Democrats, he said, I know we were kind of like throwing that out there, but we really didn't mean it, and that guy might be a little crazy. So we're stepping back. We don't even Maxine Waters. She doesn't even want to be, you know, associated with that statement. And, of course, he got chided on that. They gave him time out. I think they put him to bed without dessert last night or something. But this is insane. You know, the president of the United States hadn't even been in office 150 days. What are we talking about? Less than 120 days or so. And we're pigpiling on him. And, you know, just taking shots at it. Come on. You know, this is, it's not even cute. It's not funny. It's expensive. And we're messing ourselves up. We're wrecking ourselves. We're turning everything upside down. And what Donald Trump wanted to do was turn the bureaucracy, turn the idiocy of the Beltway upside down. And, of course, all the establishment, all the king's men, all the king's horses, they're all coming together, trying to put this all back together again because they're real nervous because Donald Trump has put the spotlight of the insanity on the Beltway. Everything that the common man, the forgotten man on Main Street says, what are they doing? How are they spending money? What do we got? We got sanctuary cities. Somehow it's illegal to protect your borders, but yet people all over the country, and even those that are yelling the most, you know, they have locks on their doors. They lock their doors at night. They have a wall. They don't have a wall around their, you know, around their home. But they're the ones yelling, jumping up and down. Oh, we can't have walls. You know, that, you know, as Jorge Ramos says, you know, walls don't make for good neighbors. Since when? Walls make for good neighbors, you know. You're just trying to turn things around to form fit your particular agenda and your false premise here, you know. And Mexico has walls. I mean, they have boundaries, and you violate that boundaries, you go to jail. There's not a lot of discussion. And you can sit there for a while. And don't be begging for due process and all the other stuff, and don't be complaining that the water's not clean and all the other stuff, and that you don't get toothpaste and a toothbrush, okay? Because that's not the way they roll there. But, you know, here we are in this country getting ourselves all twisted up over things that are costing everybody money that is absolutely lose-lose. To what purpose? Okay, so we have all these immigrants coming in. Well, we're a nation of immigrants. Yeah, we're a nation of immigrants. And for the most part, been legal immigrants. Have there been some? Sure. You know, illegal. But legal. And when they come in legal, then they're protected. They're protected, you know, as much as they can be until they become a citizen. And then when they become a citizen, then they're protected a little bit more. But we've got people in the political process that somehow want to short circuit that and say, oh, no, well, let's go ahead and give them the full benefit of citizenship just because they come in and buy goods, just because they provide a service. But, hey, you'd like the deal. I mean, wouldn't you like that deal that you came here and all you could do was, pay whatever it is that when you bought something? That, you know, you didn't pay any income tax, because you can't register, you're not legal. But, you know, somehow the argument is, well, they buy goods, you know, they're providing a service here, and, you know, and so all honor and glory, we should forget everything else. But don't be fooled, it is at a cost, and you've got to stop and think about that. And every time I have a conversation with my liberal Hispanic friends who are all upset and in a tether about all this stuff. And okay, all right. If we can have a conversation without the emotion, let's break it down logically. If this was your country, and it is, and but if you were king for a day, how would you do this? You know, because you can't leave the gates open and just let everybody come in that doesn't serve a purpose. I mean, from day one in history of this country, anybody that came to this country was like, okay, what do you have to add to the proposition of this great American experiment? You know, and from day one, you know, from the existence of man, when you had somebody coming in into your borders, the question was always, are you friend or foe, right? This is nothing new, you know, so it's logical, and it's with a reasonable expectation to say, are you going to add or are you going to take away, you know, from the proposition here? But somehow we can't ask that question because, you know, they're no longer illegal, and it just galls people that you identify them for what they are, just like radical Islam. You know, somehow that is, you know, that offends people. Well, when people break the law, that offends me. You know, so and I think for most of America, they're offended when somebody breaks the law, and they are the They are the effect of that broken law. They're the ones that are paying the consequences. And we have a government that's supposed to protect our interests by their very definition. It says that they are to protect and, support the Constitution, the values of our Constitution, and protect its citizenry. How are they doing? Take a look at the facts and you decide, and then let me know. This is Bill Martinez. We're live looking for Paul Kengor. Should be coming up next at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to get involved in the conversation? Hey, you can drop me an email as well. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Love hearing from you. Chris Burns is with us right now. He is the host of More Than Money Radio Show and the More Than Money Podcast, the founder, principal advisor at Investus Financial, a fee-based planning and investment management firm headquartered in Atlanta with multiple locations and clientele across the country. Chris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. Whenever we talk about people's money, it is a sincere conversation, a serious one, because it matters to our folks here. And, boy, there's lots of things. It's almost like I want a lightning round with you to talk about, you know, what it is that we can address here. But on the face of things, let's talk about the stock market. It's been pretty hardy. And the situation is especially retirees and other investors have done well with this strong market, but inevitably we know the law of gravity pertains to the stock market. What comes up shall come down. So what do you recommend with when stocks aren't doing so well?
Sure, and you're exactly right. It's a remarkable time right now. We're in the second longest bull market in history. So even though a lot of us remember 2008 and the pain of that, we're used now to seeing, you know, getting on your 401k statement and seeing it be way up. And that's fantastic. But here's the danger of that, especially if you're nearing retirement, especially if you're someone, we call it the retirement red zone, which is within 10 years of actually deciding to stop working and starting to draw income from your assets. Well, here's the issue. If you're used to historically being able to use things like bonds as your safe money, well, those used to pay you 4%, 5%, 6% pretty safely. But ever since interest rates dropped and our government began pouring, you've probably heard of quantitative easing. All that meant was to try to stimulate the economy, we put trillions of dollars into artificially keeping interest rates low. Well, a 20-something loves that because they saw the stock market jump and be high for years. But what it means is all those safe money items, things like bonds and CDs that, remember back in the 80s, you can get double-digit returns on your, you know, CDs, things like that. Those are paying you nothing now. So what happens is a lot of folks nearing retirement aren't getting that return. And so what did they turn to over the last few years to get some sort of return? Well, they've put their money more heavily into stocks. And it's felt great because they've watched the market shooting up. But at the moment, like you said, the law of gravity, when that market dips, and it will, we don't know when, but we know it will, if someone's nearing retirement and they're heavily invested in those stocks because it just felt natural to do that, they're going to see a huge dip. And you can't afford that right as you walk into retirement. But I can't tell you how many people come into my office and they think they're not taking a lot of risk. And they walk in and we do an analysis on their current investments and they're over 90% invested in stocks, person after person.
Right.
Because it, you know, they've seen it go up every year, so it must not be risky. It's just we're in a good time right now, but that will end. So make sure you know how much risk you're taking before we hit that drop in the market.
So understanding, I mean, this is a prudent admonition, Chris, that you're giving out to our people. So what do they need to do in anticipation of this? Because, you know, we've gone through this before. We've seen stocks go down. We've seen our investments go down. And some of us got caught by surprise here. And you're calling out a warning that seems to be very practical. So what do we need to do to mitigate this?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'll tell you the story of a client I worked with, and it's a good example of how to practically deal with this. He is my client now. He was not back in 2007, 2008, but in 2007, he retired. He had what his advisor at that time told him was a great portfolio. You're doing well. You have enough money to actually stop working. Well, he didn't adjust the risk, and I'll explain really practically how to do that in a second, but because he didn't, when the market dropped in 2008, he lost 40% of his assets immediately.
Wow.
And within a few months, he is still working now. He's trying to re-retire. So what could he have done differently? Okay. Well, you got to think about your portfolio. Say you go on your 401k website. At its most basic level, the amount of stocks you have is giving you, it's kind of like the speedometer in your car, telling you how fast that portfolio is shooting forward. So if you look, and it'll show you that nice little pie chart on there, and 70, 80, 90% of your portfolio is in equities of any kind, that means you're taking a lot of risk.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks think that if I'm, they'll come in and say, well, I'm invested in Home Depot and Coke. Those aren't risky companies. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the strength of the company. If you look at how those companies performed in 2008, they dropped, right? So what matters is, equities are going to go up and down. You've got to take a big chunk of your money the closer you are to retirement and put it in things that are safer. Now, here's the hard part. A lot of the easy, safe options like bonds that used to give us those high returns, well, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us have to just be okay with losing some of the growth we could have had and saying, yeah, I know it's not exciting. It's not as sexy as it might have used, you know, what it used to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some money in short-term bonds that aren't going to grow. And then beyond that, where can you get growth and save money? That takes talking with an advisor who's really going to shoot straight with you, because there are things like annuities, like life insurance, that you can utilize to get a better return on quote-unquote safe money. But, man, a lot of people get abused by advisors who don't use those in the right way. And so definitely you need to consider those things, but that's where I'd say you've got to talk with an advisor who is a fiduciary, someone who by law is going to work in your best interest, or you can really be in trouble there.
Exactly. Well, Chris, in the interest of time, I mean, we can really stay on this topic, but I wanted to talk to you about Trump's tax plan.
Certainly.
And again, what people need to keep in mind here, this was more a vision cast than it was a plan. But the way the media puts it out, because it fits in a banner heading, they talk about a plan. Well, there's not details. It's just his vision. And I think people got, especially the media that hates Trump and, are giving us a little bit of a false narrative here, but I know you'd give it to us straight. Mm. So what's your analysis of this vision for a tax plan that he cast out for us?
Yeah, it's funny. The funniest critique I read of this right when it came out was a former Obama staffer who put out as a negative thing. They said, man, this could have been written on the back of a napkin. And the Wall Street Journal reported that, and I laughed because I thought, isn't it time for a tax plan that could be written on the back of a napkin?
Right.
I mean, when did we get to the point where you had to be a rocket scientist to understand the tax code?
Mm-hmm.
And, Bill, I can't tell you, I have client after client I meet with who each work with their own accountants, and they're missing thousands of dollars in deductions. They're giving all this extra money to the government simply because even the accountants who spend their lives trying to figure this out can't understand it. So my favorite thing about this tax proposal is it does simplify. It takes it from something that you really honestly would not, unless you spent hours and hours, you'd never understand your options. It makes it easier. Things like taking away the estate tax, the alternative minimum tax, some of these things we've had to deal with. My favorite thing about it off the top is that right now we have the highest corporate tax rate really in the world. And so taking that down to a 15% rate, bringing business back to our country. But a lot of your listeners right now are going, well, what does that mean for me? I don't own a business. I'm not going to get that huge rate. And here's the hard truth of this. Like you said, it's an outline, and we honestly don't know all the specifics. Let me give you one example. Trump has called possibly to take away the medical deduction. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Well, Chris, we got to make it. I'm sorry, we have to make it real simple because we got less than 60 seconds here right now. So,
oh, you're fine. I'll cut into it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, let's say for some people it might be that you have more expenses or you can't write off some things that you used to. We honestly don't know now. My biggest advice would be right now, this year, take the time to build flexibility into your plan. And the way you do that, even though it's not fun, is build a solid emergency fund. If you're right now putting a lot of money into retirement, but you hit an emergency and you couldn't handle it right now, you don't have a few thousand dollars set aside, stop everything else,
mm-hmm.
fill up that fund with 2 or 3 months of income, then no matter what happens with tax changes next year, you know it's not going to wreck you up front.
Exactly. Well, Chris, we have to leave it there. We got to have you back. Thank you. Great information. Really appreciate it. Chris Burns, the host of More Than Money Radio Show and More Than Money Podcast, founder, principal advisor at Investus Financial. Chris Burns, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much. I'd love to chat with you whenever I can be helpful. Thank you.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, in select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to InOurHands1967.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. Just received notice that Anthony Weiner, as we reported earlier, has pleaded guilty to his sexting violation. And yeah, that's the latest on Anthony Weiner. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ted Baer is with us, CEO of Movie Guide. Ted is the chairman of the Christian Film and TV Commission Ministry and director of its Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment. It's always good to be talking with Ted. Dr. Baer, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
You got him?
You know, I'm glad we
can. I know you've been going through it the last time. Yeah. Well, not a problem, but it's always good to connect with you to talk about the entertainment industry. I'm sure you were as shocked as I was about the decision by ABC to cancel Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, especially, you know, considering the amount of audience that it had garnered.
Well, there are a lot of reasons to cancel the show. So, you know, since I can't read their minds and we don't have their internal memos and Comey hasn't decided to release them yet, we can just speculate on it. Probably they did it because he was politically incorrect. But there's another reason you cancel shows is because of advertisers. And even though shows have big audiences, for instance, when I was head of the one department, I did the C.S. Lewis Chronicles of Narnia on CBS, and we had 37 million viewers. Mm-hmm. Went up to the ad agency, and they said, oh, it doesn't fit our demographics. So quite often, the ad agency wants demographics that want sex. They want violence, especially if they're selling, you know, products like that. So it all depends upon the agency. But I mean, this is a big show, and Tim Allen is a good friend of ours, and he's won a couple of our awards. So it was quite sad and devastating, and I hope that Fox is intelligent enough to pick him up, since 20th Century Fox owns the show.
Exactly. Well, you know, you talk about demographics. I mean, I look at it, you know, Ted, with, you know, through the lens of what some would identify as psychographics. Psychographically, you know, the liberal media wants you to fit their narrative. If you don't fit their narrative, you know, they come up with some sort of demographic, but that's naive. It's more nuanced than that. And, you know, of course, like you say, there's all kinds of reasons. ABC had a response, and, you know, as to why they canceled it. But, you know, the comparative they made was, you know, was absurd. And, you know, it's like one of those deals, you know, if you don't like what's on the show, I mean, kind of like what happened with Fox News, right? You have the younger Murdochs involved going, hey, we don't like the conservative bent of this empire, so we're going to reinvent it. And, of course, all it took is some serious bad ratings. And you talk about loss of money, then, you know, Rupert the Elder steps in and says, okay, boys, you've had your fun. You're out of here. And he's taking control of the ship once again. So we'll see what happens, right?
Well, you probably knew Roger Ailes. I knew him because I used to do the CNBC program before he was booted from there. He exited there because they closed down one of his program tracks. And he brought only one person, Jack Hanick, who had come to Christ through our ministry, way back when to Fox. And Roger was really the guy who built Fox. And so, you know, Rupert put his faith in. Rupert is a little different. I used to meet with Rupert once a year. His mother was a very committed, charismatic Christian. He would talk about faith. But he's more interested in making money than Roger Ailes was more interested in a conservative point of view. Maybe not a Christian point of view, but a conservative point of view.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt he looked and was able to discern the landscape and see an opportunity, a clear-cut opportunity that I'm sure some of these networks are kicking themselves in the back end for, because, you know, they stayed with their liberal bent and they just opened the door for a conservative viewpoint. You know, right now it's taking a little bit of a hit. Rachel Maddow is very happy. Her ratings are going up. You know, Fox is now number three, which they have been for so many years under Ailes and with O'Reilly, the perennial kings of cable television, but that's slipping, and we'll see what happens, because it looks like also they may be losing Kimberly Guilfoyle as well.
Well, we do the numbers, and you know the number three is in certain time spots. They're still number one in several other time spots, but they do have structural problems, especially with the you know, Murdoch sons. So we'll see what happens with it. But right now, Rachel shouldn't be too happy about it. Whenever a party is in power, the opposition seems to do better in the media. And, you know, give them enough rope, Bill. Mm. Give them enough rope, and we'll see what happens with them.
Well, and here we are. I was reading Rasmussen, this one report. And again, we're reminded that what it's come down to, Ted, is we live in a 50-50 nation. That seems to be the divide. And so there, you know, we're just not building the bridge, you know, to the other side to where we can have, you know, some kind of joint effort on this deal. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just going to be the flat out economy message or, you know, our own national security or what that brings us together. But right now we're so ideologically fixed that, you know, with $20 trillion in debt, a disunited country, by the way, it's in our name, the United States of America, but that's being obliterated right now for the sake of ideology. This is all very costly, and for the forgotten man on Main Street that thought, well, maybe they're hearing me, you know, so they came out in November, but the forgotten man is almost thinking he's being forgotten once again for the sake of ideology.
Well, you know, all of these things have happened before. And one of the things I like about doing your show is you're extremely well informed. But if you remember 1812, the Supreme Court justice said that America was so pagan it would never have a revival again. It would never be Christian again. It was pagan because the west of the Alleghenies had opened up and all the young men had gone. And gotten on the riverboats and the gambling and all of that started. And that day that he said that, revival broke out in the least likely place, Wall Street. So we've seen this before. Yeah. We saw it during the Civil War. We've seen it in the 1920s when the Great Depression hit. Anything can happen. It depends upon God. So right. If the people of God humble exactly. themselves and pray, we might have a difference.
Yeah, it's interesting when man thinks they have a way and they think that they're in charge of this popcorn stand. You know, it's like many times, you know, in the Bible you read, but God, you know, here's all this travail and everything is happening. And, you know, I think America's at that point too. And this is why sometimes I tell people I'm a but God Christian. They go, what do you mean but God? And I go, well, because you always read in the Bible where, you know, when it gets really bad, you hear that transitionary phrase, but God. And I'm waiting for that transitionary, phrase to come in upon this country here right now. We've had, you know, according to Franklin Graham, when we spoke with him, several months back, and it was very encouraging because he was talking about these, what I call bonfires of revivals that are taking place. You know, 1,000 here, 1,000 there, not quite linking up together yet to where it's going coast to coast. But enough life, Ted, has affected people that they realize that they're beside themselves. They're like the person that finds themselves drowning and realize that, look at, unless something comes and saves them, they're dead. And I think that some people in this country are finding themselves in that position. And what do they have to turn to? You can't turn to Donald Trump. You can't turn to Nancy Pelosi or the Democratic Party or any of this other stuff. But you turn to the one who says, look at, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. And the very thing that your very soul is crying out for, I have for you.
Well,
and maybe that's what it takes for them to hear
that.
Yes.
We do have good, clear Christian conservative voices. We've got your voice. We've got movieguide.org. We do have people that are, you know, we reach 34 million, so that's no small number. So that means we reach a lot of people with the good news and help them understand the entertainment industry. But we're here to help people. You're here to help people. And we've got some great voices out there. And so maybe this is the time that those, you remember, Kennedy said before Roger Ailes came along, most of the Fox News hosts were nobody. Nobody knew. Yeah,
exactly.
So,
no.
You know, yeah. There can be nobodies who become somebody pretty soon.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Ted Baer, always an honor to link hands with you shoulder to shoulder and back to back for the good cause, the best cause of the gospel and the higher calling for all of humanity and our brothers and sisters out there who are hurting. Ted, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. More than 2.7 million Americans have atrial fibrillation, or AFib, a common type of irregular heartbeat, with symptoms often described as butterflies in the chest. People with AFib have a 5 times higher risk of stroke than those without the condition. Dr. David Rose, a neurologist at the University of South Florida, is encouraging people with AFib to talk to their doctor.
Anticoagulants, or blood thinners, can help reduce the risk of stroke for people with AFib. That's why it's important to speak with a doctor who can help determine which blood thinner works best for you. Because blood thinners are associated with an increased risk of bleeding, your doctor can help you understand the risks and benefits of treatment. It's also important to ask your doctor about the availability of treatments that can reverse the blood thinning effect in the rare event of an emergency.
If you have atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctor today about your risk for stroke.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. The extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to inourhands1967.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha-ha.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have across this country or around the world via shortwave, I say welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. By the way, just keep those cards, those letters, those emails coming at me, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. Malachi McCourt is with us. He was born in Brooklyn in New York in 1931. I know you're going to hear his voice, and you love the brogue of the Irish. I do. I got to tell you, I am a total sucker. And yes, I know I'm Hispanic, but I love, I got to tell you, Malachi, if I could do an Irish brogue, there's so many jokes that can be told that are only expressed with the Irish brogue. And I have a dear friend that is really good at doing this. And every time I try to do it, I sound like Cheech and Chong. It just doesn't come out right.
Well, you know, Bill, it's the way, I guess, the way we say things does have an effect. Somebody, an Irish writer named Sean O'Fillon once said, watch out for the Irishman when his broke deepens. You're about to be grievously insulted. And so that's, so watch out.
Okay, so we're gonna keep it light between you and me, okay? I'm a little sensitive today. I don't know why. Maybe because my nerves are a little raw for all the craziness that's going on in our country right now. Malachi, by the way, just so you understand a little bit. Okay, well, just real quick, I want to explain to our audience that you were born in Brooklyn, New York, but grew up in Limerick, Ireland. And you know anybody that, at least I do, anybody that has grown up in Limerick, Ireland, they know how to tell stories. They know how to talk stories. So Malachi's is full of stories, right, Malachi?
Oh, I'm not sure. They've often said I'm full of something else, but we can't do it. people are apt to say things like that. But Bill,
that's when your bro gets a little bit deeper, though. Yeah, your bro gets a little thicker. Yeah, exactly. That's the shield for you.
Well, it is. Of course, we've often been mocked anyway for the way we speak, and And I, when I was born in Brooklyn, as you said, and my sister died, and we when you were a little baby, so I was about 3 and a half. My brother Frank was 4 and a half, and there were two other boys, younger, two years old. So my mother went into a very deep and dark depression on account of the death of the little baby. My father took a little drink, and people got together and gathered fares. And that's how we went to Ireland. And, Bill, it was in the depths of the depression there in the 30s. The world was in an awful state altogether. And so when we got there, you know, it was the usual cliche of the frying pan into the fire, because there was nothing to do there. Ireland was just recovering from 800 years of British occupation, and there was no work, and everybody was poor. And we were poverty-stricken. And my father's people did not welcome us up in the north of Ireland, and my mother's people didn't welcome us either. So we went from these fetid, awful, dark, dank, damp, smelly furnished rooms with lice and fleas and rats and all every kind of wildlife possible. And, you know, water outside and no toilets, et cetera. And we were hungry.
You're lucky you survived. Yeah, right.
Yes, and, well, two of the boys did not. My my two brothers, who were twins, Eugene and Oliver, they died. And Frank almost died from typhoid fever. But we did. We did manage to get through. And there is. But then in Ireland, and of course, it's death is a different matter. That's why I wrote this Death Need Not Be Fatal book, because it's unlike other places, the Irish mourn the marriage and celebrate death, you see. And it is, you know, a couple of guys in a pub are talking, oh, Mick, did you hear about Tim? What about him? He's gone. No longer with us. Finished. Out of this world now. Well, what happened? He got married on Saturday. And that's... And that's the end. That's the way they look. And then, of course, somebody dies. And they, in our case, you know, they always have gone to a better place, they say. And so, and no matter what they were, there was always the assumption that people went to heaven. And and they say it's the great place. And I would like, you know, the people to go there if they want to. I'm an atheist, thank God. And...
he says, thank God, yes, right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. You got that.
Yes, absolutely.
But that fellow now that's occupying the top position in our country, somebody said to me, well, what? I wish him a happy death. You know, like, that's the best thing you can do, and the sooner the better. And he can go and make heaven great again, because it's getting full of liberals. And they're ruining the place.
you think that's the case, huh? That even heaven's being affected by liberals. That'll give them something to hope for, right?
Oh yeah. And, well, you know, Bill, when people go, I do not. Of course, I have no belief. Organized religion has all the elements of organized crime, except the compassion, because they'll send you. The organized religion will tell you there are two places you have the option of going. One is a place that is filled with fire, brimstone, and stench and stink, decomposing, rotting bodies, and a whole host of little guys running around with pokers and pitchforks, poking them into your eyes, into your body, and all your orifices. And there's no let-up screaming and shouting. And as James Joyce said, they are massed together in one fetid heap, decomposing carcasses, so tight together that they're not even able to take an arm and go and pluck a worm from the eye when it's been gnawed. And then, of course, they go to heaven. Then has to be the most boring, blasted place that I've ever read about. Millions of people are seated there, as they say, at the right hand of God. So there they are, and what they're doing is gazing at this God guy, this boss. And if you don't do what he says, he's like a mafia chief. He'll send you to hell. Or if you do what he says, then he'll take you there. But you have to sit there and adore him. and for all eternity. And they have choirs, and they have they're all ramping and raging and screaming out, holy, 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 adoring, etc. And it and you look, and all they have to do for eternal happiness is gazing at his right earlobe. But the unfortunate thing for them is that if they're looking at him, they're looking left, you see, and there's myself and Karl Marx and all the other lefties. Way, I'm to the left of Karl Marx, of course. So that's all it is about eternity. So I think if anybody wants it, they can have it, because I just want to have a nice sleep without being, neither hell nor heaven can you go to sleep. That's it. And I love to have a sleep.
And it's just I got to say to you, Malachi, you know, the idea of organized religion is something that Jesus himself resisted. And I resist to organized religion. I think, you know, the religion and faith I hold to is a personal one. It's a discovery that, and a journey that I've been on most of my life in pursuing the truth of God and really what heaven is all about. And I've heard other people, you know, they'll tell me, they say, I don't want to go to heaven, you know, for the, you know, it's just boring, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I don't even know how to play a harp. Everything is like, okay, like as if God wouldn't know that, you know, and God wouldn't find the right place.
Lessons, Bill. And yeah, it's, according to biblical studies, anyway, it's 1,000, there's 12,000 meters, square meters, that's the range of it, 1,400 miles long and 100,000 wide, and it's got 12 walls. And how about that? Where did they get the idea? How funny how people get ideas of walls. Like, one guy is over there roaring, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Down and then this wall, other fellow wants to build walls. And then I find out there's a huge wall, according to the Bible anyway, there's a huge wall in heaven. And it's got 12 gates manned by 12 angels. And it's got 12 foundation stones. And on each of them is inscribed the 12 tribes of his, everything of Israel. Is 12, you know.
Yes,
so, but anyway,
right.
It's not the sort of place that I'd want to go out. I would like, if there is, and I don't believe there's an afterlife. I am, as I say, an atheist, thank God. But it's but I believe in everything. I believe in trees and moons and suns and stars and plants and rivers and grass. And somebody said, if you want to see the face of God, look into the face of a child. And I do that all the time. I've got wonderful, beautiful grandchildren and children. I have a beautiful wife. And that is, so I live a day at a time, and that's about it for me. And I have no business interfering in anybody else's belief. And I think that they ought not to interfere with mine, because I enjoy my life, whatever was created, I'll take that and have it.
Well, I pray you find the truth. You know, it's
thank you,
and you're comfortable where you are, and as I am. I mean, I continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But I appreciate your perspective and your honesty. It was good talking with you. Good talking story, and congratulations on the book. Death Need Not Be Fatal. Malachi McCourt on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for being with us, okay? Take care.
It's fun, Bill. Thank you so much, and blessings on your cranium a day at a time.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grace 100.